branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the internet show all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power to the small business.
And welcome. It is the internet show about small business marketing. My name is Jay Arrett, the Tony Stark of small business marketing, minus the good looking and the brilliant part. But anyway, here we are. My website is themarketingspot.com. You can also read my blog at themarketingspotblog.com. And this is going to be one of those episodes that's light on theory and heavy on practicality. It's an SEO clinic, and our guest is, well, actually, we have two guests. Glenn Gabe, he is with G Squared Interactive out of Princeton, New Jersey, and Katie Angelini, she is owner of Katie's Cupcakes out of Moorestown, New Jersey. And how we got to this is Glenn, who works mostly with larger companies with SEO, search engine optimization, he decided at the end of last year to have a contest for small businesses and help a small business get their site in search engine order. And the winner was Katie's Cupcakes out of Moorestown, New Jersey. So Glenn took Katie under his wing and helped her get her website in SEO shape. It's a great case study of the importance of SEO to local brick and mortar businesses. And I think it's a valuable search engine optimization clinic for you. There's going to be a lot of stuff covered in this episode. So if you're not driving while listening to this, I suggest you get a pen and paper in hand to take notes. If you are driving, I will also have extensive show notes for this episode on my blog, which is found at themarketingspotblog.com, including several links with information that expands on what we will discuss today. I think a lot of businesses wonder just what is the impact of my website on my bottom line? Does paying attention to search engine optimization actually have a positive effect on my business? I think we have the answer for you in this episode. And it is time to go to the Skype line where we welcome our guests for this episode of Power to the Small Business. We've got a little group think here going on, but let's first introduce our SEO expert, and that is Glenn Gabe from G Squared Interactive out of New Jersey. Hey, Glenn, how you doing? Why don't you go ahead and just briefly introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jay. My name is Glenn Gabe. I'm president of G Squared Interactive. We're out of Princeton, New Jersey, and I focus heavily on SEO, paid search, social media marketing, and web analytics.
Cool. And we have Katie Angelini. She is Katie's Cupcakes out of Mooresville, New Jersey. Katie, tell us a little bit about your business.
Sure. It's actually Moorestown. We're in southern New Jersey. And we are a gourmet cupcake and bakery company in Moorestown, New Jersey, Philadelphia. We do custom gourmet cupcakes, wedding cakes, cupcake towers, and desserts.
So the reason we have both Glenn and Katie on here is because Glenn had an interesting project toward the end of the year where he doesn't get a chance to work much with small businesses, but he decided to. So Glenn, tell us briefly about your contest and how that worked.
Sure, absolutely. So as the holidays were approaching in 2009, I started to think about all the small businesses that actually hit the blogs that I actually write for. For example, with my blog, there's a lot of small businesses that come on a regular basis, mostly to the how-to posts. And a lot of those small businesses actually end up reaching out to me. And unfortunately, based on my schedule, I don't have a huge amount of time to help them beyond the blog post, but I usually point them in the right direction. So I started to think, as the holidays were approaching, if I could launch a contest to help an ultra-small business, which to me was run by one or two people, maybe less than $500,000 in sales and had less than 10 employees. And if I could actually, for free, just work with them and be their consultant and help them map out the right online marketing strategies. So Katie actually won the contest, and we revealed that in January right after the holidays. And I started working with her pretty much right after that.
Give us a thumbnail of what you did for her, the advice that you gave her, the areas that you worked in helping Katie's Cupcakes.
I knew that search would be a big component. The name of the contest was actually Search a Small Business Holiday Giveaway. The first thing that I did was really have an interview with Katie and kind of just talk to her about her business, where it was right now, how things were going, how she's marketing the business, areas for opportunity, are there new products coming out, services, whatever it may be. And from that, I actually started to lay out a plan of things that I would tackle. The first thing being, since she's a local small business, which is different than just a small business because she's focused on the community right around her, is to map out a local search strategy for, because there wasn't one in place. And you can clearly see that in the search engine results pages, and you can clearly see that based upon what she was telling me about visitors to the site, where they were coming from. So local search was a big component. And the second piece was a critical component to the site, which was an SEO technical audit. And that's a core service of mine. So I went through her site, scoured the site, really broke down opportunities, technical glitches in the site, different things that she can do to really, first of all, make a clean and crawlable structure, which is the first thing that you should always do, and then how to optimize the content to actually start to target keywords that would drive targeted people to her site. So that was the SEO piece. And then coming off of that, and we'll talk more about that later, but one of the first things I saw was the CMS that she was running, which was from her hosting provider, was a custom-built solution, was wreaking havoc on her site. So I didn't know this in the beginning, but after I went through the audit, I understood she really needed to change the platform, the content management system. So it kind of, that piece became the most important, because with the current CMS she was running on, there was no way she was ever going to rank for anything. It was just inhibiting her from really providing any type of content, navigation, links, blog posts, anything she really needed to do.
Just a quick interjection Glenn. CMS is content management system, right?
Exactly. Okay. For example, WordPress, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, is actually a content management system. And I know you've written about that too, Jay. It's a great content management system for small businesses. But there's Drupal and Documentum and Day Software and big ones that major businesses run as well.
So, Katie, let me go to you here. So Glenn's doing all this stuff. Did you know you needed all this stuff? I mean, after you won this contest and he started doing these, scouring your website and everything, what were you thinking?
Well, I have to tell you that I was dying for something like this, because I knew I needed a change. I knew I wasn't really getting the people that I needed to see my website. I thought, something's got to change. And then after the analysis, I was a little overwhelmed. I was like, okay, there's a lot to do here. But I was really on board for doing it because I knew that it would really improve my business.
Glenn and Katie, who did all the work on this? I know, Glenn, you did all the analysis and everything, but the actual steps that needed to be taken, who did that work?
Katie did most of it. I mean, Katie actually had and Katie could probably hit on this, but she had a design firm help with the move to WordPress, which is one of the core things I was talking about. I've also helped here and there with, basically optimizing various pieces of WordPress and helping with some technical things like sitemaps and robots.txt, which are kind of SEO related, but she really drove forward with a whole slew of things. She probably has done, 80% of the work or more, wouldn't you say, Katie?
I guess so. That might be a little high in the percentages, but definitely it's been a lot of work, but it's reaped great benefits. I mean, amazing.
Let's start here with WordPress, because I went to your website. I noticed it is a WordPress website, and I should have figured if Glenn was going to do your website that would be the case. But how are you updating your website before? What were you using to manage the content on your website?
I was using a stylized template from, and it was really limited. You had certain limitations as far as even as what kind of font you could use and how you could upload pictures, where you could put photos. There really wasn't much leeway.
I mean, as I was going through from an SEO technical audit, there were some core things you start with. It ended up being about a 30-slide deck, a 30-slide presentation, which is about a quarter of the way that they normally would be with a larger site, but still 30 slides worth of changes. And for example, here's a great one. I mean, title tags are critically important, right? I mean, they're still, from an on-page SEO perspective, they're the most important things. Every title tag was empty.
Wow. And you see that with so many websites, don't you? They're just blank titles up at the top of the page.
Exactly. Either blank or it was, what you see out there is just the same one duplicated, right? So it's, the same, it's the company name on 50 pages or whatever. But this was actually empty. So there was actually no text in there. So, when you talk about trying to rank for something, I mean, first of all, there were technical problems inhibiting the bots from getting to everything. But on top of it, even if they got there, she would have had a really hard time ranking for anything.
So, Katie, now that you're on WordPress and you've been set up in WordPress, tell us what you think about it. How is it from a user standpoint?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I can run my blog through there, which has been wonderful. I can easily upload images, create galleries, create several different kind of pages. It's just been so easy to manage and maintain. And having the blog right on it, that's just been wonderful.
And Glenn, maybe you can talk about what having a content management system like WordPress means for search engine optimization.
Absolutely. So I talk about the four pillars of SEO, one being structure, two being content optimization, three being link building and promotion, four being analytics to make sure you're actually tracking everything that's going on. If the first one is not there, if you don't have a clean and crawlable structure, you're dead in the water. Forget it, but you can optimize content until the cows come home and you will never rank for anything. So WordPress gives you a great, clean, crawlable structure that has a ton of plugins that enable you to do a lot of different things. It gives you descriptive URLs with permalinks. It gives you a great navigation. It's just especially for small businesses, it is a phenomenal CMS to actually use.
Okay, so we're set up on WordPress now, and Katie, you're comfortable with that. Glenn, you did all this auditing and all the research. Tell us some of the major things that you had Katie do to start putting this local search strategy into play.
Sure, absolutely. So from a local search perspective, there's some basic things that you always want to do. First of all, and a lot of people don't realize this, but the major data sources, the major data providers like Axiom and InfoUSA, they really need to have accurate information and consistent information about your business. So one of the first things I did was I sent a document through to Katie, and it was awesome. It was my first deliverable for Katie, and I think she like executed what was in it in like 12 hours. It was just done. And it was basically going up to the major data providers and getting all of her information in there and consistent. And then also the IYP, so the Internet Yellow Pages, which, by the way, I used to lead SEO for Yellow Book, so I knew a lot about that aspect as well. But Super Pages and Yellow Pages and Yellow Book and just making sure that all the data is up there as well. Then the second step is really taking a look at the core engines. So you have Google, Yahoo, Bing, and they all have local segments to them. So you can go and create a local business center account in Google, which I would recommend to do for any business, and I've written numerous blog posts about it, and some of my most popular blog posts, actually. And to make sure that you verify your listing, get all of your custom content in there, make sure your address, again, is consistent with all the other data sources, and that's really at the heart. That's the first step with any local search strategy, for the most part.
Now, Katie, you've been doing this for at least, I guess, since the beginning of the year, right?
Right. It's been about a year and a month now.
Katie's website, by the way, if you're listening and you want to pull up her website, it's katiescupcakes.com, but Katie is spelled K-A-T-I, and cupcakes is spelled K-U-P-C-A-K-E-S. And Glenn, your website, what's your web address?
People could just go to gsqi.com.
gsqi.com. Okay, so now, Katie, here you are since the beginning of the year to right now. Give us the sense of how your thinking has transformed since you started working with Glenn on this project. What do you now know that you didn't know back then?
Some of the most important things now are to make sure that I, whenever I'm writing a blog post, I make sure that I put proper labels on it, put the information right on the label so that people will be able to find the right info. When I'm putting a photo up, I need to make sure I label that instead of just leaving it generic like this Q671. It has to be labeled. Make sure things aren't overly congested. Keep things clean, clear, and that sort of stuff. Really trying to keep things labeled and simple.
Coming out of the SEO technical audit, and I've written about this too on Search Engine Journal, which was about domain strategy. For most businesses, you really want to build up your search power in one domain, and a lot of small businesses tend to get a bunch of domains, and then they start blogging on one and have their core services on another and maybe something on another, and that's okay to do if you have the right strategy in place, but Katie had a blog that was a Blogspot blog, which was fine, but it wasn't helping her core site because the engines look at it by domain. So she might have been building some strength in a blog. It wasn't building up strength in her site. So, now all of her blogging is done on her site, even though she still has that Blogspot blog.
So, Katie, give us a sense on how this has transformed your business, if any. I mean, were you getting any search engine hits? Were you getting people coming to your website and giving you business before you started working with Glenn?
Well, one thing definitely has changed. We've installed Google Analytics so that we can keep track of what's happening, which I did not have before. That's been great, just knowing where the traffic's coming from, what is working, what isn't working, and that gives me a good prior to that, I had a guest book on my old site. That was the limitations, again, where you wouldn't really be able to get the info. So I would get, I'd say, between 15 and 20 visitors a day at most. Now, since I started working with Glenn, according to some of the statistics, that number has tripled, if not quadrupled.
Wow. So you're getting 3 to 4 times a search, and that's just in a couple of months. How long, Glenn, does it, all these strategies that you're working on with Katie, how long does it typically take to kick in and before you start feeling the full effects of this?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it really depends on the domain. And the great example I like to use is I helped a site once that had 20 million web pages, right? And, but it was catastrophic from an SEO standpoint. There were only about 300,000 pages indexed. Right, so the bots, and it was a very powerful site from an SEO perspective with inbound links, but it wasn't clean and crawlable, so the bots couldn't get there. But once we fixed everything, it was literally within a month or two that it spiked, and we went to 19 million pages indexed, and they got their first million unique visitors. So basically, that site's very different than one just starting out. So if you're just starting out, it could take a while to actually have things hit. Now, Katie's Cupcakes.com, that domain had been around for a little bit. So at least there were some inbound links, and although the structure was kind of messy, it wasn't a brand new domain. So I was expecting at least 2 to 3 months before things really started to kick in. And to be honest, they started kicking in even before that.
What are the key search terms that you are optimizing for Katie's?
Well, that's a great point, and it's something I was going to bring up. And one of the lessons during the SEO training that with Katie, I focused on the long tail of SEO. And it's extremely powerful. I've blogged about it several times. I mean, it's a really, really powerful concept. So most clients come to me in the beginning, they don't know a lot about SEO, and say, hey, Glenn, here are the 10 keywords we want to rank for. And I say, no, you don't want to rank for those. You want to rank for the 1,000 that stem off of them or more. And the long tail is just very powerful. So when I explain that to Katie, she might, in the beginning, you might want to go after, cupcake towers, wedding cupcakes, birthday cupcakes. But guess what? There are thousands of terms that stem off of those. So, and you want to go after those too. And by the way, they may even be more targeted as people add additional keywords. For example, what are the best cupcakes for summer weddings? That's a very targeted person versus just cupcake weddings or wedding cupcakes. Basically, after that, the question usually comes, well, how do you target the long tail? And that's where her blog being now on her site is critically important, because it enables her to target all these different keywords and categories from a bunch of different angles, which enables you to target the long tail. And yeah, just to give you a statistic, based on Google Analytics, over the past month and a half, Katie's had 622 different keywords that led to her site.
Wow.
561 of those are non-branded. Okay, so it's not someone putting in Katie's Cupcakes. Most of them non-branded. And out of the 622, 128 of them have a local qualifier. So that's somebody putting in cupcakes, Morristown, New Jersey, wedding cupcakes in New Jersey. And she does rank for even state-oriented keywords as well.
What did you say? How many of those were geolocation-targeted keywords?
128. And now, get this. This I found very interesting. Google came out and said 20% of all searches have a local qualifier, right? So they're local in nature. Mm. That's exactly the percentage of work that she has.
And Glenn, I think you and I have actually spoken about this online before, is that it's almost impossible for you to think of all the keywords that people might search for to find your business. And that's why constantly creating new content and a blog are so important to getting search engine hits to your website.
You know, the study that I did, which I wrote up on Search Engine Journal, which was called The Long Tail of Page One Rankings, I actually analyzed tens of thousands of keywords across dozens of domains, and 93% of the keywords that led to the sites were long tail, number one, and that encompassed 80% of the traffic. What you would think is the head terms would drive all the traffic. They don't.
So the important keywords that you think are driving traffic to your site are maybe worth actually only 20% of the traffic to your site.
Correct.
Wow.
Exactly.
So Katie, are you, I know once I got introduced to website analytics, I became kind of an addict to website analytics.
Yeah.
How are you doing with that?
I'm pretty addicted. Yeah. I have a list of so many to-dos, but you can only do so much while you're also trying to make amazing cupcakes. So I'm definitely so much more aware of what I need to do to keep on top of my site. how to make it run smoothly, and I'm going to continue that. And I'm so thankful that I got this lesson, and it just made the, made everything so much more popular and opened up so many avenues.
As we close up here, Katie, just give us a wrap up. What do you think overall this experience has meant to your business?
It's definitely got the word out. I mean, definitely increased my popularity locally. My weekends now are pretty booked. They're full. Before it was like I knew I had a product that people wanted. They couldn't find me though. Now they're finding me, and I'm producing what they need, and it's a win-win situation.
So you think this has made a tangible difference in the amount of business that you get?
Absolutely, without a doubt, 100%.
Wow, that is a great testimony. Well, Katie, we appreciate you joining us here on Power to the Small Business.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, so Glenn, let's give some stuff for the listeners to take away here and stuff that they can start implementing and using to maybe have a similar success story to what Katie just gave. Wow, that was pretty incredible. Where should they start? I'm an entrepreneur with my own website, just like Katie, wondering what the heck to do with my website. Give me step number one, and maybe let's do about the top three or four steps here. What should they do?
So first of all, organic search is so powerful, it's hard to ignore. So there's a lot of talk, I do both heavily paid search and organic search, but I will tell you organic search is the gold standard. So number one is to optimize your site, make sure it's clean and crawlable, have an audit done if you can afford one, read up on SEO, and really get the basics down first. There's a lot of complex things that can go on with CMS packages and website development and design as well, like Ajax and Flash and everything like that. And just make sure that the bots can get to all of your content and that you're optimizing all of your content. And the third piece after that's done is to target the long tail.
Your solution for Katie was to give her a WordPress website, which is a pretty easy solution for many small business owners, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So step two would be from the audit, you're going to get a remediation plan, usually. At least that's what I provide of, you know, next steps to actually go and fix what we found. And part of that may be that you really need a better CMS. And even if not a CMS, then maybe you just need a blog. And if you need a blog, then I would go with WordPress. But if you're a small business, you don't have web development experience, you don't want to pay someone to constantly update your site, look at WordPress and have a theme designed. And once you have a theme design that matches your business, then you'll be good to go just like Katie was.
When you put Katie on WordPress, did you use a premium theme or did you use a free theme?
Actually, Katie went with, I believe, a free theme, and then a designer either tweaked that theme or just got it up and running and a little bit customized for her.
Okay, now you've talked about it having an audit also, and we know that you work with typically larger businesses, and Katie was not something you normally do. How can any entrepreneur, any small business owner get an audit that they can afford for their website?
That's a great point. I mean, it depends on the SEO consultant or the SEO agency that that you basically approach. I would just, shop around, get some recommendations of solid SEO people in the industry, because there are quite a few that you probably wouldn't want to go to. But, if you get a really solid SEO who gives you, most small businesses have small sites, that would keep the cost relatively low. And then just have that done. It's a great investment for the future, because SEO traffic is going to come for the next 3, 4, 5 years versus, if you spend money on, let's say, a viral campaign or just AdWords for the next 3 months. So SEO, I would definitely invest in that.
Why don't you go ahead and define what an audit is and what it gives you?
Sure. Actually, if you Google SEO technical audits, I believe on my site actually ranks number one because I gave a really thorough breakdown of what's involved. But basically, you look at a few different things. The first thing, like I've been kind of harping on, is this clean and crawlable structure. So making sure that the bots can get to all of your pages. So do you have a robust text navigation? Is that text navigation descriptive? Are your pages optimized? Are you using technology that's actually inhibiting the engines from indexing your content? Are you using sitemaps, both HTML and XML? There's a whole slew of things that a really good SEO will go through and check and give you information on. For example, let's say, I had one company once that that I did an audit for, and I said, you have 60,000 pages indexed. And they said, no, that can't be right. We have 3 million pages. And I'm like, well, then you have a problem.
Yeah.
You've got a big problem. So anyway, it's the clean and crawlable structure is the most important element. And then there's a content optimization piece, usually to most audits, of, hey, here are your target keywords. And by the way, you don't even have a page on your site that actually has those words in them. And I've come across that even too. So it's a really solid plan of moving forward from a natural search standpoint.
And I just checked, I Googled SEO technical audit. Glenn, I'm sorry to tell you, you are now number 2 for SEO
technical audit. Oh, I'm sorry.
But you're right up there. You're fighting. Maybe if I link to it right from my blog, it'll shift it back up to number 1, huh?
There you go. That would be great.
Well, my interjecting of questions here has kind of gotten me off track here. Where were we on our top 3 steps? What were our top 3 steps again? Break it down for us.
Yeah, sure. So basically an SEO technical audit, get SEO basically rolling on your site the right way. The second piece is potentially adding a new CMS or at least adding WordPress as a blog or adding some blog software because the blog is going to enable you to target the long tail. The third piece is tracking. I do a lot of web analytics strategy work, and it's critically important. As you know, I know you're crazy with web analytics too, but you need to know where people are coming from, what you're ranking for, and plus you can set conversion goals, event tracking. You could do a lot of different things in web analytics that will be extremely valuable for your site, your business, and your content.
So if you're listening to all this and you're listening to Glenn and your head's starting to hurt, we're going to take this one step at a time. Glenn's got a lot of this stuff on his blog, and I will post some links to some of the key articles on Glenn's blog that will help you through some of this. And I'll also post a synopsis of all this stuff in the show notes on the Marketing Spot blog. But Glenn, wow, you've given us some great stuff here. And well, thanks for having that project and doing the work that you did for Katie to help out small businesses. Tell us where you can be found on the web and maybe some online resources that you recommend.
You can go to gsqi.com to actually go to my website as well as my blog. My Twitter handle is Glenn Gabe with 2 N's, so it's GlennGabe. And I write on my own blog. I write on Search Engine Journal, which is a great search engine related blog, also focuses on social media marketing as well. Search Engine Land is a great blog, and I also blog on Real SEO, which is focused on search for video. So it's a great video SEO blog.
That's Glenn Gabe, G Squared Interactive. Glenn, thanks for being part of the big show today.
Great. Thank you, Jack.
Well, there you have it. Real life proof that this stuff works. With the right direction and some elbow grease, you can increase traffic to your site, triple, quadruple, maybe, as in the case for Katie's Cupcakes, directly impact the amount of business you get and add to the bottom line. It's pretty powerful stuff, I would say. Now, technical audits are tricky things. You have to make sure you get a company that actually knows what they are doing, and then it has to be affordable for small businesses. I'm searching for a solution, looking for someone that does technical audits for small business sites and someone that I have confidence in at a price that I would consider affordable. Now, when and if I find that resource for you, I will let you know on this podcast and post it on my blog. If you think you are that resource, please contact me, email me, jay@themarketingspot.com. But there are some things you can do today that will positively impact the traffic to your website from search engines, and it was gratifying to hear verification of some of the advice I've been giving you on this podcast and on my blog. 1, put your website on WordPress. Stop wasting time. Do it. 2, claim your account in the local business listings on the major search engines. 3, update your site consistently with fresh content. 4, start a blog. Doing those things will get you started on the road to getting more hits, more business from search engines. Hey, if you're being affected by the economy, business is tough, cash flow's tight, pay some attention to things that can directly and positively affect business. This episode is about one of those things. Get in the game, stop standing on the sidelines. Lots of stuff, lots of information to digest. I'll post show notes along with additional information links on my blog, themarketingspotblog.com. And if you have any questions or comments, email me, jay@themarketingspot.com. But you can also submit them via the audio comment line, which also gets you a free plug for your business. Call it at 254-433-8529. That's 254-433-8529. plus one overseas. And travel plans this week. Looking forward to my trip to Chicago. I'll be at Mobile University 101 this week. I'm sure I'll have some good stuff from that I'll post on my blog. Be sure to register for the Small Biz Social Media Summit at smallbizsocialmediasummit.com. That's June 4th through 6th in Hutchinson, Kansas. I'll be presenting there with a great lineup of small business marketing experts. And then also look for me in June at the Texas Young CPAs Conference. That's in Austin, Texas. Our next podcast will feature the legal side of small business marketing, copyrights, trademarks, all that gray area stuff that we wonder about and don't really know about. So let me make a suggestion to you. Subscribe to the podcast. It's absolutely free and so easy to do. If you don't have it, download iTunes absolutely free, then search for Power to the Small Business. If you already have iTunes, just click on the subscribe link in the show notes and bammo, you are subscribed. That's a wrap for episode number 54, the Local SEO Clinic. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another action-packed episode of the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
And special thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of the Big Success Podcast for creating the opening and closing voiceovers of Power to the Small Business. You can find Mary Lynn at the Big Success Show, BIGGSuccess.com.